Folks, welcome to today's podcast. I got my buddy Jacob Landry here. Now, you get a chance to hunt all over.
Yeah.
But what's the difference in hunting all over than home in Louisiana?
You know, everywhere as you go, and you've been way more places than me, there's a uniqueness to each spot. You know, and we've got to hunt from Canada to Texas to Alabama, you name it, we've been there. But there's nothing like coming back home to your home roots.
Right.
And I know when I go back home, I'm not going to shoot the deer that I shoot in Canada or Iowa. But there's something about hunting in the swamp, hunting over, you know, in the water and whatnot. And this past year, I was very fortunate. You know, my little boy is 7 now, and he's really liking to hunt and go out a lot. And we hunt some really good places together. But we started doing some food plots and whatnot behind our house and feeding the deer and growing a couple of real good deer. And we put in a lot of time together this year, and we've had some really good encounters with big deer. And fortunately, at the very end of the season, he was able to connect with a really good deer behind our house. And it just meant a whole lot more to us because it was deer that we grew up with. It's deer that we've been feeding, and he puts in the time helping me with the food plots and everything. So it meant that much more. But to be able to hear that deer coming out of the swamp and running through that water and to come out on a food plot, you know, that it just brought back so many memories for me, you know, growing up and hunting in the swamps with my dad before we started hunting the Midwest and whatnot. And, you know, we've always been deer hunters. We did it all our lives, and we just did it mostly in the swamp. And then, you know, about 15 or so years ago, we started hunting in Nebraska and a couple other places in the Midwest. And once I got to, you know, join with you and start hunting some really cool places, you know, we've always loved to deer hunt. And we always like to hunt other places, but it's always nice to go back to your roots.
Oh, yeah. And you have, just kind of like me in Alabama, I mean, you have a lot of hot weather. And you know the scouting, you're trying to get everything set up. I mean, you use a lot of game cameras, don't you?
Yeah, we have wild game cameras set up. I probably have 15 behind our house. And, you know, we had this deer on camera, and he wasn't the oldest deer out there that we wanted to shoot, but he was the best deer. And I happened to, it was a warm day, T-shirt, just, I said I was going sitting in a blind, and I was bringing my camera. I wasn't even bringing a rifle. And as I was backing out the driveway with my golf cart, my little boy came running and said he wanted to go. And I said, well, get your gun and get in. And he really didn't want to go because he didn't have his camouflage and everything on. I said, it doesn't matter. Just let's go. Let's just go sit. It's 70 degrees. We probably won't see anything anyway. But he came in, and sure enough, it just worked out perfect for us.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But as I said, dealing with hot weather and cameras and then just trying to find when that first cold front comes in.
Yeah.
It's money time.
You know, and was bad as, you know, in the South like that, when that weather rolls through, it doesn't last long. You got 2 or 3 days of good weather, and then you backed into the 70s and 80s again, and it's tough hunting.
Yeah.
But fortunately, them deer got a, sooner or later, they're going to rut. And if you got the feed for the does, if you got good grass like we had, them does were there day in, day out. And what's awesome is I started, you know, preaching to him and teaching him how to hunt the wind, you know, and how important it is, even to go back there and check the cameras. We don't go unless the wind is right. And it's pretty neat to say, hey, you want to go hunting today? And the first thing he asks him is, well, do we have the right wind? You know, and so he's into it, and he watches it, and he's learning how important it is to hunt it the right way versus just going in there and blowing things up.
Well, I've always said, you know, everybody's got all this technology tips. Hey, the number one, if you only have one tip, is the wind.
Is the wind.
How you approach, and you know, and without boogering up stuff, it's the way to do it. But the number one thing, there's no place like home.
Oh, absolutely.
No place like home.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thanks for being on the show.
Good to see you.
All right, folks, that's today's podcast with Jacob Landry.